In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Good Counsel. And if there's one thing we think about our mothers, is among many things, is that she's good for giving us helpful advice for our life from childhood all the way to for the rest of our life. We always turn to our mothers for help and counsel and advice, because they love us and they have our best interest in mind, and they want what is best for us, but they also have that charism, a gift of counsel from God to help us, to help their children. And sometimes they give us very good advice, but also they encourage us and lift us up and strengthen us in their counsel to us. And certainly that's true with Our Lady in a perfect sense. She's always concerned for our best welfare and for what it will make us happy in this life and in the next, but especially to do God's will, that we do God's will as perfectly as possible. She has, of course, the direct line to God's will, and we're not going to have her good counsel if we don't turn to her and ask her for counsel. And there's the question whether we will turn to Our Lady, as well as we should to turn to our brothers and sisters for counsel, our earthly mothers, but also our companions and those who we know who are wise. We should turn for counsel, but we won't if we think if we know everything, we think we have all the answers, or we think we're so smart or intelligent, and pride prevents us from even thinking to ask counsel. We think we know the way, and that's not good, because God deliberately leaves us in ignorance or without the way to go until we do ask for counsel. It's because He wants us to be humble in that way, and so that we help each other, and especially so that we turn to God and to Our Lady for enlightenment and guidance and counsel. So we always need enlightenment in our path through the Christian life. We need strength, we need grace, but we also need enlightenment on so many things on a day-to-day basis. We need to be enlightened and to know what to do, what decisions to make. And we know that the gift of the Holy Spirit of counsel helps us to make very wise decisions quickly and with certainty and with a surety that God instills into us. And so we ask Our Lady for that gift of the Holy Spirit of counsel to help us to make wise decisions. But the gift of counsel and the virtue of counsel is also for helping other people, for guiding other people, because we very often in our life are going to have to guide other people. And in our roles, whatever it be, parents or teachers or priests or whatever teachers or whatever positions of authority and guidance over other people we would have. So we need the gift of counsel. We don't want to lead other people astray. So we pray for that through the intercession of Our Lady today as well. And the more we pray, the more we ask for guidance, and the more we distrust ourselves and our own intellect and our own ways of doing things, we distrust it to a great extent, and that causes us to pray, to ask for help. And then we grow in wisdom through the wise advice of others, and especially from Our Lady and Our Lord.